Hello Audio Boom, Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Friday the 24th of October 2014, and it's approximately 1:15 in the PM. I will say in the PM and stipulate that that it is that part of the day, because I suspect that in the coming weeks there will be a number of, or there possibly could be, a number of Audio Boos recorded at that time in the AM. In the dark, wee, small hours when most people are snoozing in their beds, because I am likely to be still around and about and playing video games. I have got my gaming mojo back. It came back to me yesterday. Oh, it was a lovely experience. It ran towards me across a windswept sandy beach with its arms outstretched in slow motion. It was just an amazing vision to behold, and when I finally reached it, it wrapped its arms around me and squeezed and hugged me tight and said, "Where have you been? I've missed you so much. We are so glad that you've come back." And it held me there for the rest of the evening as I Sorry, I can't keep it up. Yes, my gaming mojo is back. And also, as you can probably tell, I'm in a slightly better place as well. I'm feeling a little better, partly due to the fact that my lovely new Xbox One console arrived yesterday. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, it is a thing of utter beauty and wonderment. It is, it's lovely. It's lovely. There are other factors as to why I'm feeling a bit brighter, but that's certainly quite a big one. It's awesome. Incidentally, it was delivered yesterday from a company called Simply Games. If you're in the market for any sort of gamified stuff with this time of year approaching, with the C word that I will not mention because I don't like it. Hate Christmas. Oh, did I said it? I said it. Oh, now I've got to go and wash my mouth out with soap. No, I hate it. It should be banned. It should be abolished. Anyway. Whoa, come back, Graham. Company called Simply Games. They're quite a new player. Pardon the pun. That wasn't intended. Sorry. They're quite a new company, I think. Still seeing people asking around on Facebook groups and forums if they're reliable, if they're decent and that kind of thing. And for the most part, good feedback. I certainly have had a brilliant experience from them in the last few days. The bundle I bought was £30 cheaper than I could find anywhere else in the UK. It was a limited time offer. It went out of stock within a few hours, so I was lucky to get there. But yes, it was £30 cheaper than anything else I had seen in the UK, and they delivered it free of charge within 24 hours, which is pretty blooming awesome, really. Communication was brilliant, constant emails updating me on the process of my order, from receipt right through to when it was delivered. Brilliant, can't fault them. Simply Games, check them out. Other gaming outlets are available. I am not affiliated in any way, but I just feel like I do complain about companies and things quite a lot, as I'm sure many of you are aware. And I just think it is good when you do get good service from a company to give them props, I think, is the current vernacular, isn't it? Simply Games, check them out. Anyway, right, moving on. So yes, my lovely Xbox One console is here. It's quite strange, actually. I set it up briefly. It arrived yesterday afternoon. Briefly plugged it in and set it away running for all the obligatory firmware and software updates that come with any sort of new thing you buy these days, seemingly. And I thought that all I had to do was plug in my headset and start gaming last night once my dear wife had left me and headed up the wooden hill. So I plugged it in, tried to jump into a party with my mates, and my headset wouldn't work. The controller needed a firmware update. This tech is amazing. Not just the actual console, the controller needed an update. I had to buy an adapter because my headset wouldn't work with the new Xbox One. So I had to buy a proprietary adapter from Microsoft, which cost me around £20, in order to plug in my original gaming headset. No big deal, I suppose. They've got to move with the times. If they think they've got a better solution in what they use, what the system that they're using now, well, hey, whatever. But I tried to get it all set up and it wouldn't have it. It took me over an hour to get it sorted. I had to go in and change loads of settings and forced installs of firmware and all kinds of stuff. But I tell you what, I was quite chuffed because I worked it all out myself. Normally in that situation, I'd cry and say, help, help, I'm stuck. But no, I sat there and Googled it and fiddled it and twiddled it and eventually did it. Got it all working, jumped into a party with my mate. Again, great, you know, a different guy from who I spoke to last week when I mentioned this guy. I've been in touch with constantly. Again, I know him personally. We've met up, you know, face to face and stuff, and you know, we talk about things other than gaming. But only at the minute, or in recent months, over Twitter and sort of direct message, you know. So it's the first time I'd actually had a conversation with him for, you know, 9 months, maybe something like that, if not a bit longer, perhaps. And but again, it was just straight back into it. There was no awkwardness, no sort of building back up to how things. Literally, it was just like we'd only been speaking last night. Straight back into it, just chatting away again. Just brilliant. And he showed me all around the dashboard and how it all works and this kind of thing. And you know what? When I was thinking, this is the thing. When I was thinking about getting one of these next generation consoles, always in the back of my head, I was thinking I'd probably go for PlayStation 4. And the reason why was because I already had an Xbox, I already had a 360, and I was worried that I wouldn't get that same feeling of newness by going to another Xbox. You know, I thought it would just be like the same, but maybe just juiced up a little bit, you know. I'm talking about the UI, the user interface. I was expecting it to be very, very samey. And I thought, well, if I'm going to spend a lot of money in getting something new, if I go to a PlayStation 4, it'll be a totally new experience, you know, because it's something I'm not used to at all. And maybe it'll give me that extra buzz of newness, if you like. But anyway, as it turns out, as I mentioned the other day, all my mates are now on Xbox One again. So I just said, right, okay, I'm going to stick with Xbox. I'll just sort of see where it brings. Well, it's very familiar. Let's say that much. Jeez, I've got hiccups again. I'm trying to make a coffee and stuff, and I'm trying to get a drink, but I'm hiccuping like Billy. It's every time I do this talking business. I'll have to stop talking. That's it. Shot. Anyway, yeah. God, it's driving me nuts. So, it's very familiar. The dashboard and the interface is, it obviously easily recognisable as Microsoft because it's based on the tiles that, you know, Microsoft are using on all of their platforms now. So you kind of think, well, okay, fair enough, that's cool. But there's a lot in there that's very different from what I was used to on the 360. So, you know, very quickly I realised, you know what, actually, there's enough here to make me smile and feel like I have genuinely got something new here. And so Ben was showing me around all the shortcuts and how to navigate this and that and the other. Because it's very strange. I've never seen anything, well, obviously never seen anything like it because it's new tech. But very, very strange. So anyway, we spent an hour doing that and then got into the game. Ooh. Well, I played Destiny, which I think Rog spoke, well, I know, I think, don't think. I know Rog spoke about it earlier in the week because I listened to his audio boot on Wednesday night about it. I'd hidden away from Destiny. I hadn't looked at any trailers. I hadn't seen any reviews. And that's not like me because, you know, normally I'd be all over YouTube and trying to find as much out as I could. And even when I'd set my heart on getting it and I knew I wanted Destiny because, again, all my mates are playing it and they tell me really good things about it, I was determined I did not want to spoil this. Again, it's that feeling of newness. I wanted to be blown away. And I avoided looking at anything about the Xbox One, you know. Like when I bought my Humax TV box the other week, before I bought it, I watched a couple of YouTube videos on how to set it up and install it so I could take it out of the box and plug it in and get it all up and running as quick as I possibly could. I could have done a similar thing with the Xbox, but I decided I didn't want to. I wanted to just literally see it for the first time because I hadn't looked, I hadn't seen it before, really, not since the very, very early iterations of it after launch. And even then, only on YouTube and stuff. I've never actually physically had my hands on an Xbox One, you know. So it was all going to be new and shiny. And the same with Destiny. I did not want to know. I knew nothing about the game, other than little bits that I picked up, like Rog saying the other day that it's flying around space. going to other planets and fighting aliens. That's all I knew. I didn't really. I knew it was a shooter, and there was loot involved. Loot. I love games with loot. Loot. Loot, for anybody who doesn't know, is where you go around and you find crates and stuff. When you open crates, all kinds of wonderful goodies fall out of them, like super weapons or super bits of armor and things like that. And you know, you can trick up your character and make him even more boss than he was before. But yes, so I'd avoided all things about Destiny. I just did not want to know anything about it. I wanted it all to be, you know, new and shiny and glossy. And, oh man, it was. It really was. But you know what? There's a weird thing, and I think Rod sort of touched on this before. Hello, Gorge. I think Rod sort of touched on this as well as a while ago about his when he got his PlayStation 4. When I moved up to PlayStation 1, for example, from sort of Commodore Amiga and Mega Drive and that sort of era, when I moved up to Commodore Amiga with the 1 megabyte expansion pack, wow. It's a great machine though. Anyway, so yes, but when I moved up to PlayStation 1, it was that. There was that, wow, this is amazing. I've never seen anything like this before. And, you know, Need for Speed was the launch title on PlayStation 1. And everybody just couldn't say enough good things about it. It was just, to us then, it looked amazing. The graphics were just, it was like we'd never seen before. I played it about a year ago when we had a retro night. I've dug it out of my old collection. And it looks so primitive now. But I can remember being utterly blown away by it. And then when the PlayStation 2 came, you know, a friend of mine got the PS2 before I did, and I went around his house and he put in Gran Turismo 3. Oh, man, and I can just remember sitting there, literally jaw-dropped. It was just stunningly beautiful, and you just think, this just cannot get any better, can it, really? And then the jump to Xbox 360 from PlayStation 2. I mean, the Xbox had been around for a good few years by the time I got in there, so I was probably a bit lagging anyway. But one of the things that my cousin got me to buy the 360 because he was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 at the time, and in my naivety, I thought it would be awesome. So I got this 360, and he says, right, look at this. This is something awesome, and he kind of showed me about how the things work in the world, and things like you could blow up a vehicle, for example, and like a wheel would fall off it and roll down the street. And as the vehicle is rolling down the street, if you shoot the wheel as it's rolling, it will the bullet will affect the dynamics of the wheel. So it will spin out or flip over or veer off course or whatever. That was pretty amazing. That was just wow. And of course, the graphics were so much sharper, so much clearer, because of course it was the jump into HD. But then the Xbox One came. And I can remember Rog saying that, you know, there wasn't that much difference in the graphical quality over the PlayStation 3 as he'd come from. It was very much the same. So I kind of had that in the back of my head, but you know, again, I was trying to shut it all out. I just wanted to experience it all for myself. And the game started, and I thought, yeah, this is sweet. It looks nice. It looks pretty. It probably looks a little bit sharper, a little bit crisper around the edges. Colour rendition's probably a little bit nicer. It looks good, but it's not wow. It's not like this amazing jaw-dropping experience that I've had when I've moved up through other generations of consoles. And I wasn't disappointed or underwhelmed or anything. It's just I just kind of accepted it and thought, well, you know, as I've already said, there's only so much you can do with zeros and ones, isn't there? So I kind of thought, oh, well, you know, fair enough. It looks pretty, but, you know, surely it's all about the gameplay. Well, it wasn't so much a wow factor straight away, but the more time I spent, and I only played about an hour last night, I was falling asleep, hence why I still haven't rescued the warp drive, Rog, because the boss kept killing me. I was too tired. I kept falling asleep with the controller. But as you start playing, the power, you can see where the new power, I mean, the stuff, I don't understand all the techie stuff inside this black box that I've just bought, but it's got bigger numbers inside it, so I guess that means that it's got more stuff, it can do more stuff. So anyway, but as you play, you kind of realise what's going on and where all that power's being used and what it's doing, because it's not immediately apparent, but There's a part right at the beginning of Destiny where you have to go, it's through a city wall, but essentially you're going into a darkened building that's all sort of falling apart, and there's sort of lights dangling all over the shop and bits of water dripping everywhere and this kind of thing. And as you walk into the place, obviously your character, I'm talking virtually here, but you know, sometimes you get that sensation perhaps when you're maybe in a dark place and you're on your own and your senses are a bit heightened anyway. And you know, you kind of, it's hard to describe, but you get that sort of, that sensation, you're aware of your shadow moving next to you, even though you can't see your own shadow. You can sort of see the light sort of shifting where your shadow is moving around in your peripheral vision, you know? I kind of had that experience. Now, bear in mind, I'm watching on a 50-inch plasma, but I'm quite a way back. I'm probably 4 metres back from the screen, maybe a little bit more. So I'm not sort of right on top of it, if you like. But even from that distance, I kind of had this sort of awareness that something was to my left-hand side. Obviously, I didn't know what it was. And I turned to look, and I properly jumped, because it essentially, as I turned, I was looking at my own shadow, or my character's own shadow, on the wall in front of me, perfectly, perfectly depicted on the wall. And it literally made me jump. And then I realised that what I was seeing in peripheral vision was just my shadow moving. And when I turned around, because there were all kinds of different types of lights strewn across this place. There are sort of orange strip lights and torches and then these like huge sort of arc light type things hanging down. And I was actually stood next to one of these arc lights, and the shadow matched the type of light. The shadow matched what you would expect to see if it was that type of light. It was so realistic. And then I noticed as you were going through and walking past the other types of light, lighting effects are a big thing in video games. They do a huge thing to enhance the appearance. And yeah, so you know, if you walk past a diffused strip light, for example, then your shadow will be much more diffused and much softer and you know, less well defined perhaps. And just so good, so beautiful to look at. And you just think, yeah, you can see this now, because you wouldn't have got that. The technology was good on 360, but it's not. Nah, you wouldn't have got anything like that. Never. I've certainly never seen anything like it. And then you've got things like the fact that the frame rate, the image just flows past your eyes. It's honestly, it's silky smooth. It's really hard to describe it if you're not into the game thing. And I'm probably boring you all stupid here, so I do apologise. But it's tremendous to see how this power has gone in. And they probably could have tried to do something, you know, more swanky with the overall appearance. They could have possibly tried to make it more sort of film-like, you know. They probably could have made it look even more realistic than it actually does, you know. But that would have probably been at the detriment of the other things that they've done. It's still a video game. They're not trying to do too much. Whether that'll come later in the life of the console, then who knows. But at the minute, they've nailed it. They've just got it so right. It's brilliant, 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 brilliant experience. And all the menus are so slick. This type of game where you're collecting loot and stuff like that, you're switching in and out of your menus all the time, because as soon as you open a loot chest and drop a piece of armor or something, you want to see if that armor is any good, and if it is, you want to stick it on as quick as possible, because it's probably going to help you get through the next bit of the game. So you have like a quick access menu into your sort of character, your build screen, where you can change all your armor and your weapons and stuff, and that moving into in and out of those menus is so slick. It's just click smooth as butter in and out. It's just a brilliant, brilliant experience as a gamer. It really sort of, yeah, it blew me away last night. I was getting a bit worried that I would be a bit let down, you know, without having missed all the hype at the beginning, and I'd heard a lot about stuff from my friends and whatever, and I was a bit worried that it might be a bit of a letdown of experience last night, especially when I couldn't get the blinking controller to power up. It was lovely. It was just a great, great experience. And like I said, because I've been messing around, I didn't actually finish talking to Ben until about 12:30. So I really only had about an hour at the game itself. And I got to the first sort of main sort of boss thing, I guess, where I'm trying to rescue a warp drive to enable my interstellar travel in my newly refurbished spaceship, which I've stolen from some aliens, I think. And there's a boss, there's a big massive alien fella and a load of his slightly smaller but no less intimidating alien friends come out and try and stop me from stealing their precious warp drive. And no, they beat me 3 times because I kept falling asleep at the wheel. So I'll have to try again tonight. But no, it's beautiful, it's lovely, it's gorgeous, it's delicious. Yes, I definitely am pleased to be reunited with my gaming mojo once again. It's lovely. It felt good to be waking up this morning a bit sort of bleary-eyed and thinking, oh my God, I've only had 4 hours sleep. But that's, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm happy when that's going on, you know. So, cool, all good. The Xbox One is here, my mojo is back, and I'm feeling an awful lot brighter. Yeah, definitely so. I'd be a lot happier if I could finish selling all my kit, though. You know what? You do get some horrible people, don't you? I've been selling. I'm trying to avoid eBay for the big stuff. It's easier selling it locally because you haven't got to mess around packaging it up and paying for postage and stuff. And then there's a risk of it getting there and then somebody you don't know is going, oh, it's all damaged and stuff, you know. But whatever. So anyway, so I've tried to stay local using Gumtree and local Facebook selling groups, you know. And, I've just had so many time wasters. It's unbelievable. On my Nintendo Wii, I had about 3 or 4 people say they were going to buy it and then just never bother getting back to me. And then on Monday, I had this woman come back to me and said, I really want this, but I can't pay you until Thursday. Is that a problem? So I kind of just make sure little man's all right. Watching Squiggly. You're all right, bud. So anyway, she said, but I can't pay till Thursday. Can you hold on to it for me? And I kind of said, look, you know, if you really want it, then yeah, you know, I can. But I said, I've been let down, so, you know, just don't mess me around. And we've had a chat on Facebook Messenger about kids and stuff, you know? She seemed as genuine could be. Anyway, come to yesterday, couldn't get hold of her. She still hasn't responded to me now. And then in the meantime, another guy emailed me yesterday from Gumtree saying, off making me a slightly lower offer, offered me about 10 or less, but was going to come and collect it straight away. But I thought, well, I haven't got a 15. I said I was going to deliver it for this woman as well, so I haven't got a 15-mile round trip to do. She was probably going to try and knock me down a bit on the doorstep anyway. So I'll happily take a 10 or less if you come and get it. So I hung on and hung on and hung on to give her as much chance as possible to come and get it. And no, she never responded. So I emailed that fella back and said, right, mate, if you want it, come and get it. And then he went quiet as well, and I thought, oh, great, I've lost them both now. I'm going to have to start all over again. But luckily, he emailed me this morning apologising for not getting back last night and just basically said, look, I'll come and get it now. So that's gone. Sadly, my lovely, beloved Wii and all its lovely guitar-y wheeliness has gone. All gone. So just the PlayStation to go now, which I've got a buyer for, and I'm dropping that off tomorrow. Which is really good. And then I've got the PS2 to get rid of and all of my games. Oh, and my homebrew kit. But yes, well on the way. Once I pick up this cash for this PlayStation tomorrow, that will be my money for my console. Pretty much done, I think. Yeah, I've paid for the console. Then anything else above that is for extras. So yeah, quite happy. The other thing about Facebook groups is, oh, there are some horrible people on there, aren't there? Horrible people. You know what? The PlayStation is still advertising. I've advertised it for £95 ONO, or near offer. And a couple of people have commented on this kind of thing, fair enough. But this fella this morning, right, hasn't even got the... You know, you would say, oh, would you take... how about... I'll offer you anything like that, yeah? Anything. You'd put a little bit of structure to your post, wouldn't you? If you were going to make me an offer. You would probably even have the decency to include a pound sign in the amount that you're prepared to offer. No. Nothing. Literally, this guy has written 70. Bang. That's his post. Finished. Really? 70? How rude can you get? He can't even be bothered to add a pound sign and offers me £25 less than I'm trying to sell it for. Ugh, what a horrible individual. I hate bad manners. I hate rudeness. And that to me is just, ugh. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna knock 25 quid off because you've asked me so nicely, mate. Ugh, horrible people. But yes, I guess that's what happens when you try and sell secondhand stuff on Facebook. All walks of life and all that, eh? Blimey. But anyway, looks like it's all gone. Just got my Rare games and my PlayStation 2 and all the other sort of ancillary games to go. So yes, hopefully get those shifted in the next week or so. Brilliant. Happy days. So yes, I'm sure I've talked to you for way too long. I'm really sorry. I'm just all excited and stuff and everything's all good and I'm happy again. And I'm even doing a little dance around my kitchen as I'm talking to you. So I do apologize. Oh my goodness me, 25 minutes. I really do apologize, people. If you have listened to this all the way through and you've put up with my insane waffle, then please, you have my greatest and deepest thanks. seriously, guys, I'm going to go. Thank you very much. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I will speak to you all again soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.